This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A former campaign aide to President Trump is pleading guilty to conspiracy and tax charges brought by Russia special counsel Robert Mueller. This comes as the former Trump campaign chairman takes another legal hit. Here to straighten it all out, Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge at the D.C. District Court with details. Good evening, Catherine.
Well, thank you, Brett. I was inside the courtroom when Rick Gates pled guilty to two felonies. He seemed remarkably calm throughout until the final minutes when he entered the guilty plea and sealed his fate with the special counsel. Gates pled guilty to conspiracy against the United States, which is a basket of charges, including bank and tax fraud, hiding income from the IRS, and failing to register for work on behalf of a pro-Russian party in the Ukraine. The offenses spanned 2006 through 2014, but did not overlap with the Trump campaign. On the second count, making a false statement to the FBI, Gates told investigators that a March 2013 meeting between a member of Congress and his boss, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, did not include the topic of the Ukraine when Gates didn't know because he wasn't there. Manafort, who was hit with more charges today relating to his lobbying on behalf of the Ukraine, said in a statement, "I had hoped and expected my business colleague would have had the strength to continue the battle to prove our innocence. This does not alter my commitment to defend myself against the untrue piled-up charges contained in the indictments against me." As he left court today, Gates did not answer reporters' questions about whether he will testify against Manafort. Court records show there is a standard cooperation agreement, but there's no evidence Gates is already helping the special counsel. Gates now becomes the fifth person to plead guilty in the wide-ranging Russia probe, and he's facing several years in federal jail, as well as up to $200,000 in fines, but all of that could be dramatically reduced if there is potential cooperation, Brett.
Catherine, thank you. On the follow-up to that, it looks like, regarding the Mueller probe, that Manafort is going to be hit with new charges after Gates pleads guilty. Former Trump campaign manager, this according to NBC News, Paul Manafort was hit with new charges on Friday, including an allegation he secretly recruited and funded a group of former European politicians to lobby in the U.S. on behalf of the Ukraine. The superseding indictment was filed just a couple of hours after Manafort's business partner, former campaign aide Rick Gates, had pleaded guilty. Gates is now the third associate of President Donald Trump to strike a cooperation agreement with Mueller, who's investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible ties to the campaign. I guess, like you, I'm wondering, after all this money and where we go, is there going to be a shoe to drop here of some kind of consequence that really ties this to the Trump campaign? They came short. Rod Rosenstein came very short of saying that there's absolutely no collusion, that, the Trump administration, the Trump campaign was vindicated. But these are periphery players in the campaign that are being captured here. And is that all there is after all the money and everything that's investigated? And which isn't to say that this should not be looked at. I think as far as we're into it, it's like, okay, but let's get this thing wrapped up, because meanwhile we have a country to run. We've been a little distracted. I know some say, well, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. I wonder. Because the way of politics is it gets very distracted. I mean, it's ADD in and of itself. Although I think there's, that's not to say, everything's to hell in a handbasket. But I think that we could all agree that we could do so much more on behalf of the people if our focus was on getting this country back on track again and truly doing things that are positive. I mean, we've got a great... a great start here, I believe, with what is happening. And why can't we just keep moving this forward and find a way to agree instead of resist? But hey, look at the 2018 midterms are coming up, and And we'll see if all this resistance will pay dividends for the Democratic Party. And, of course, this will be at the people's expense once again. I know you're not surprised. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. More coming up. Patrick Wood is next right here.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, syncing up our watches together just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. That's more or less sync, you know. They say, why not? Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, love to hear from you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Your opinion does count. It matters here. I say do not cower over all these emotions. I think you could be greatly encouraged by what you saw. At the CNN town hall, when you have two people, particularly Senator Marco Rubio and Dana Loesch from the NRA, sitting on the truth, able to hold their ground based on the truth. I mean, if it was a faulty premise, do you think you could have held on? They could have held on and taken the verbal bullets that they were subjected to. I got to tell you, it was very, very impressive, and it should be encouraged for those of us who are pursuing the truth that, when you have the truth on your side, yes, it takes some courage. And, and I want to encourage those who find themselves in those positions to hold to the truth no matter what. Speaking of the truth, Patrick Wood joins us, author, lecturer who studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And the driving force of all this, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we keep Patrick Wood coming back to us, because we have to keep this to the forefront and understand what's going on. It is technocracy. Technocracy is the weapon of choice of these elitists who want to control you and find a new way to subject you. And the fact of the matter is they're moving along quite handsomely, as they might say in their boardrooms. Patrick Wood, what do you say?
Good morning, Bill. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
In spite of some public pushback now and some political pushback against these giant tech companies that are, attempting to reform society, they are still progressing, still doing, the system, if you will, is still moving forward. It's turned into a little bit like what we used to see in the old Star Trek movies called, race called the Borg, where it was a system of things that just assimilated everything it came into contact with. And this is kind of the way technocracy is moving around the world today. It's being pushed by the United Nations under the name of sustainable development. And it is a replacement economic system for capitalism and free enterprise. To us, that's very dangerous because that's what our country is based on.
Yeah, it's scary and it's scary when you think about it that you have something like this humongous vacuum that just sucks up all intelligence and everything so that it can control the future and everyone. So there's no independent thinking. There's, you know, it's all from the great conglomerate, this unknown entity that is controlling our very lives. And this is what it moves to every day, closer and closer. And we have fallen victim. We've played party to this by accepting their technology. And, you know, out of convenience, but we, again, have to be on guard to keep them from doing a full takeover. But the force that is behind them is quite powerful, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we should stress that technology itself is not the evil culprit here. Technology is neutral by and large. It can be used for good or bad, good or evil. But there are people in the world who have figured out that they can use technology to manipulate everybody else. And this is the problem. When somebody comes to you and says, "I want you to be a slave to my technology or to my system," you know, that's where we need to draw the line. As long as technology serves us personally and does something for us personally, that's good. But you know, this whole technocracy system has been brewing since the 1930s, and it is not just an inconsequential thing. It's a, you know, some kind of a fun little parlor trick. These people are dead serious about transforming the whole planet.
Exactly. And like anything that rolls like this, Patrick, it's not like they come to you and say, "Hey, join the club here so we can control you." You know, we're back to that proverbial frog in boiling water that started out like, you know, a nice comfortable bath. And, you know, they got the jet streaming there. And now we feel like it's a jacuzzi. And before you know it, some of the people in the periphery especially are getting cooked.
They are. They are. And nobody, very few people have recognized the danger of this. The concept of technocracy is very common in Europe and in China as well, or in Asia generally, but China specific. And only in America has the word technocracy been played down. It's just kind of been invisible to most Americans, so they don't understand the threat or the enemy, if you will. And you can't fight something you don't see. We have a lot,
and you don't understand. Yeah, and you don't understand. See, and most fair-minded, you know, patriots and God-fearing people here in this country, you know, want to believe that people are generally good and that they're looking out for our best interests, whether it's our government, a sheriff in Florida, you know, the FBI. And what we're finding out is that you know, like you know, Ronald Reagan said, "Trust but verify." You know, we need verification, and this is the sad thing that's happening in our country today, relevant to the media, because the media heretofore has been an agent to verify, and they're not verifying very good these days.
Well, no, and you know, if there could be a return to morality in our country, this goes for the world too. Just look at our country.
Yeah.
If there was a return to moral values that. That made us great in the first place, America would be a different place again. But because morals have been unhooked from actions, anything goes. And anybody can get away with anything. And if they think if they can, they should. And this has trickled down from the top all the way down to the bottom. You know, we see people like the sheriff in Florida now. The guy's under intense pressure to resign because, you know, people are seeing that this man is a coward, he's an opportunist, and he should never have been a sheriff in the first place. It's just amazing. But this is an issue, basically, of morality. And people don't see that their actions need to be corralled by a moral standard.
And it's interesting we're having this conversation in the week, you know, of course, a week after the passing of Billy Graham, who for many represented that call to morality. And though he may be, you know, on to his eternal reward, we are still blessed by his memory and the many words that he shared with millions of people, not only in this country, but around the world. I mean, it's estimated over 210 million people heard the voice of Billy Graham. And I could only hope and pray that even this week, as we celebrate his life and as we lay him to rest, he's going to be in the Capitol Rotunda on Wednesday, that the people of America could reconnect with their moral compasses and realize, as you say, Patrick, I mean, let's go back to the founding. Our founding fathers knew it was the hand of divine providence that even opened up the opportunity for America in this great American experiment. And then you have a constitution that they said that it is designed for a people of morality, of moral judgment. Without that, it will collapse. And we're starting to see that it is fraying, no doubt. And this is a call that I think that needs to be out there, just as you said.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, just don't even think about it, all right? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're coming to you live from Franklin, Tennessee, on our way to Nashville, hanging out with the cats this next week. And with us right now is the one and only Patrick Wood, our technocratic expert. because technocracy is surrounding us, but as Patrick so clearly stated, in and of itself, not bad. It's just how the people choose to use it. And there is a force out there that is utilizing the convenience of technology against us. But if you're not on guard, you're going to find yourself entrapped in a way that you're going to say, why didn't somebody else tell me sooner? Right, Patrick Wood?
That's right. And, you know, more and more people are learning about it. I have to say that the bar is being raised in America. People are talking more about this technocracy and discussing it than ever before. But it's still not nearly enough to make a true national discussion out of it. Americans rejected technocracy in the 1930s and early 40s. And I would suggest they could reject it again, but they have to know about it first to know what to reject.
Exactly. Well, it's one thing, you know, back in the 30s when it was still being developed and it seemed a bit ethereal and, you know, kind of space agey and too far. And now here we are in the midst of this technology, and we've gotten used to certain aspects of it, Patrick. And this is kind of the lull, isn't it? That it has us lulled into thinking that it is inert. But, you know, we're finding out all these agencies that are supposed to be looking out for our best interest, that they haven't necessarily been doing that. And they have misserved us. And along the way, we're being entrapped by a nefarious lot of people. It's not a lot, but it's enough that can wreak havoc in our culture.
It's actually the system that's being built, Bill. It's a collection of algorithms and automations and rules and regulations and stuff like that, that is building the system that, and this, one of the architects of this global, transformation, a guy that is a professor down at, in Singapore, he said that, and this is a direct quote from one of his books, he said, we're building this global society without a global leader. Global order is no longer something that can be dictated or controlled from the top down. Globalization is itself the order. This is a system that they're building to control mankind. A system, not just a dictator, not just, you know, committees and stuff like they had in communist China or in communist USSR. This is a system that these people are building. And systems can't be killed like people can be killed, right?
Right.
Once this thing is in place, it's going to engulf us, and there will be no struggling to get out of it. This is the biggest risk we've ever had. We could overcome a communist dictator. It's been done in history. Mm. We could overcome a fascist dictator. That's been done in history, right? But
trying to
overcome and rebel against a system is an altogether different thing.
We're talking hell taking over, right?
That's
from the Space Odyssey.
Yeah. That's right. You and I both.
Yeah, I mean, it is. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you know, we laugh about it, but, you know, this is the thing that happens is that with technocracy, once it takes over, I mean, look at these driverless cars that we're looking at that, you know, it's pretty scary. I mean, we're giving up, we're surrendering our liberties and freedoms to mechanics.
That's right. Well, you know, who asked for driverless cars? There was no market for this. This was crammed down our throat. And so many different things have been. There wasn't a market demand for it. But somebody somewhere decided we're going to have driverless cars, and that's going to be the wave of the future. Well, it's not the future I want. It's not the future you want. A lot of people feel the same way. This is not the future we want.
Yeah. But it's being shoved down our proverbial throats, as you say. You know, I want to address Elon Musk and, you know, what he's doing with the Internet of Things. But before we do that, there was also news regarding Elon Musk that hackers have hijacked his system in a bold cryptocurrency attack. And, of course, you know, when they're attacking his money, of course, it happens to be the people's money because this guy's probably one of the biggest corporate welfare recipients that we have on the planet here, do we not?
Probably so. And it's interesting that hackers are getting a hold of any computer they can that's not theirs and using it to mine cryptocurrency. Now, I realize many people don't even know what we're talking about at this point. But mining, the so-called mining for cryptocurrency is solving computer algorithms to, you know, to get a financial reward. And so all those cars sitting out there that have computers in them and stuff that can be accessed remotely, they're being hacked into and converted into, you know, mining machines for the people that are trying to, you know, get this financial reward. And, but they're doing it all over the place. So not just Musk. It's, they're hijacking everything in sight that they can get a hold of to mine cryptocurrency.
Right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. I mean, and why not? I mean, look at the returns they're getting. It's not like they're getting, you know, bazillions of dollars. I mean, they've been doing this with hospitals and other other entities, other institutions. You know, it's 10,000, 5,000 here, 17,000 there. It adds up to a little bit of money. I mean, it starts out, I mean, you know, where they're at. You know, I just envision a bunch of, you know, college kids that decide not to go to school one day and they go, hey, let's have some fun. What do you think? And then, of course, you run the whole gamut, not to mention just here in the United States. But there are people outside of this country, you know, that's already been proven. You know, we got North Koreans. And, of course, we've got those evil Russians that are just everywhere. I mean, they're like, you know, and some sort of parasite, an amoeba that we just cannot stop or something.
Well, I know. It's a hacking world today. And it appears that there just is no system that's safe from hacking. You know, where malicious people can get in and do, you know, well, bad things to you. China, just interestingly, China has just, late last year has developed an unbreakable cipher that can be broadcast from space. That is a crypto, you know, a key, if you will, a digital key. This is going to change everything, and unfortunately, China is the one that invented it. Well, you know, they beat everybody else to it, and they're actually putting this into practice right now. It's going to change the face of computing, and at this point, China owns that technology, so and we don't, so I don't know where that's going to go.
Yeah, how does China beat us out? I mean, with the brain trust that we have here in this country, is it because the brain trust is all focused on too much of Donald Trump that they can't be about doing some creative things that are good for everybody concerned, and we get beat out by the Chinese? Are you kidding me?
Well, China has been a technocracy for at least 20, 25 years now, Bill, and this is this is amongst global elite circles, this is a well-known fact. Americans still look at China as communist dictatorship. It's not. It's a technocracy. Mm-hmm. So their engineers and scientists have been engineering their society for years ahead of us to transform, you know, their country into the system, if you will. And so they have applied all of the you know, state money behind the research and stuff they're doing to create this managed, systemized society in China, and it is flat out a technocracy already.
And that's where everything's leading, and we're behind the eight ball here, thinking that the Chinese don't know what they're doing, and they're just saying, hey, just keep thinking that way. That's okay, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, what was this about the Olympics? We got about a minute left here. That they tried to hack into the the opening ceremony or something? Did you hear about that?
Well, I did, and it's not, you know, not surprising. Again, like I said, anything that's out there that has access via the internet is hackable, and people just don't grasp that concept. Anything can be hacked as long, you know, you push at it long enough, or whatever, you look at it long enough, you find out a way to get in. Just like getting in a door, you know, a burglar will find out a way to get in your house,
right,
no matter what.
Hmm.
You just make it hard for him, but he will eventually get in if he wants to.
Well, and Elon Musk, the technocrat, as we mentioned, he intends to bring ultra-high-speed gigabyte internet to the USA and beyond with a blanket of low-orbit small satellites. And, Patrick, we're going to have to pick that up the next time we get together and we talk about technocracy over our country. Patrick Wood on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick.
My pleasure, Bill.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us as we continue to deliver the facts wherever they may lead, because the truth is just that doggone important. We're going to talk about hemophilia A, a rare genetic blood disorder in which a person's blood does not clot properly, leading to uncontrolled and often spontaneous bleeding that causes chronic swelling, deformity, reduced mobility, and long-term damage in the joints. Nearly one in three people, imagine that, with severe hemophilia A can develop inhibitors that prevent the standard treatment from working. Now, this limits treatment options and can put them at greater risk for life-threatening bleeds and repeated bleeds. With us here to talk about this is Dr. Michael Callahan. He's a physician who treats hemophilia A with factor 8 inhibitors. And Ken, a 50-year-old living with hemophilia A with factor 8 inhibitors. Ken and Dr. Michael Callahan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us. Good morning.
Well, thank you here to talk about this serious disease. Dr. Callahan, tell us exactly explain hemophilia A and who does it affect?
Well, thanks, Bill, and thanks for having us on. I think you did actually a pretty good job of explaining hemophilia A. But we're excited to be here. We're working with Genentech to raise awareness about hemophilia A for Bleeding Disorder Month. Hemophilia A is a disorder where people are missing one of the blood clotting factors. And when you're missing that factor, factor 8, you have bleeds that normal people have don't stop as quickly, and you can have an accumulation of blood, usually into the joint, and you can get early damage to the joint.
Well, Ken, you're 50 years old. You've been dealing with this since you were diagnosed at the age of 5. Tell us about your experience.
Well, I was diagnosed with an inhibitor for hemophilia at age 5. You're actually, everybody with hemophilia is born with hemophilia. And my experience over the years, I've experienced lots and lots of internal bleeding in my joints. And it's taken its toll as a 50-year-old. As Dr. Callahan said, I have significant arthritis in my joints. I spent my senior year of high school in a wheelchair from internal bleeding to my leg. The goal was to walk across the stage, and I was able to get out of the wheelchair and do that. So treatment was frequent and often for bleeding. And until recently, the evolution of medicine, if you will, has brought about new medications that have made preventing bleeds a lot better. So now that instead of treating bleeds that occur, I'm preventing bleeds from happening.
Exactly. Well, Ken, one more question here before we go back to Dr. Callahan. You know, when people are affected with any kind of disease and something like this, this is just, I mean, we can only imagine what you've experienced in terms of quality of life for you. I mean, tell us about that.
Well, it's been trying over the years. There's things that you can't do. You can't play baseball, football. Growing up as a a little kid, as a young man, so there's certain things, but you learn what you can and can't do, and you try to what you can and can't do. You try to do those things the best you can, and you make the best of it. It can be taxing at times, but there's there for the grace of God. There's things that could be worse than this.
Wow. I just got to imagine, again, Ken, what you've gone through, your family, those that love you dearly, and, seeing what you've endured. But I got to imagine that the character that it has developed as a result, because you're 50 years old, and there's a lot of journey between 5 and 50 that you've gone through. And, I'm sure you're quite the story that your family loves and appreciates, and I'm sure you're quite the encouragement for them. Dr. Callahan, what is the most common type of hemophilia, and how is it treated?
So hemophilia A is the most common type of hemophilia, and people with hemophilia A are missing factor 8, so we usually treat it by replacing the factor 8, and that's given intravenously 3 times a week, usually to prevent bleeding, or people use the factor 8 at the time of a bleed. But when someone develops an inhibitor antibody like Ken did, we have to go to different treatments. We use things called bypass agents to treat or prevent bleeding. Or recently there's been a development of a new drug called Hemlibra, which was late last year. It's a subcutaneous drug, so you take it like an insulin shot once a week, and it's used to prevent bleeding. As with any drug, it can have side effects, including blood clots or TMA events when used with APCC. So if people are thinking about taking it, they should talk to their doctor about it.
Well, two quick questions here. This is Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month. What do you want the takeaway for our listeners, and where can they go for more information, Dr. Callahan?
Sure. So I think it's important for people to know that people with bleeding disorders are out there. They're in the community. They're leading successful lives like Ken. And if you want more information about hemophilia A, you can go to the National Hemophilia Foundation website or the Hemophilia Federation of America website or hemlibra.com if you're interested in information about that new medicine.
And Ken, for you, yours is quite the story, and I touched on this a little bit. I'm sure many people are encouraged to hear about it. But from your words, you know, what would you hope that people can learn from your story?
Well, just, you know, an awareness of hemophilia, and that through the evolution of medicine, that, you know, things have gone from using whole blood as a medicine back in the 60s, early 70s, to, you know, the medicine that we have now, like Hemlibra, that is just a once-a-week, you know, shot that I give into my stomach, that, you know, things are getting better and better throughout time here. And, you know, things are looking pretty good here for the near future.
That's great. Well, Ken, for you, I mean, as we said, you've been on quite the journey, and here it is for the number of years. You have watched science come into play, and maybe even some prayer along the way, and just have seen, you know, the advancement and how things have become better for you. So that in and of itself has to be encouraging.
Oh, yeah, it's very encouraging. It's promising. So, like I say, for the next generation, things look good as far as, you know, they won't have the joint damage that I deal with every day. They won't have the what if I do something, will I have some type of internal bleeding? And that's kind of the outlook.
Okay. All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us. We're out of time. We appreciate you telling us about Dr. Michael Callahan, board-certified hematologist who specializes in pediatric hematology oncology, and, of course, our guest, our patient, Ken Martin, 50 years old.
Your light bulb go off. We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's James Hurston time, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, and I'm glad we're talking here because I've been wanting to talk to you ever since Rod Rosen. Is it Rosenstein or Stein? Everybody says it differently, and it's like it's almost like Pyongyang or Pyongyang. Of course, the Asians say without a doubt. What is it?
I pronounce it Rosenstein, kind of like Dianne Feinstein and Harvey Weinstein.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it's time. Would everybody get together? I mean, let's get a rabbi in the house. Let's figure it out how we're going to pronounce it so it'll be consistent for everybody. But it drives me, but particularly with Rosenstein, it's like I hear Rosenstein, then I hear other people say Rosenstein. So anyway, it's about as confusing as these Russian indictments that came down last week. And as he was, you know, presenting them, I'm going, is there a shoe to drop along the way here, or is this another James Comey press conference that gives you the lead up and then there's no there there?
Well, first of all, you know, this was meant to be a big bombshell. But yet it was released on a Friday before a 3-day holiday weekend, which, you know, this is an office of the special counsel, which in the past we've seen lots of stories from anonymous sources, insiders in the special counsel office. I guess we call those leaks. And this was unusual. So I have a theory that this was meant as a decoy in a lot of ways. The timing, as I mentioned, the content, and then when you look at it in the context of what's been happening lately, I mean, the biggest thing, of course, is to divert away from what is a huge, monstrous black eye for the FBI.
Without a doubt.
Which, by the way, goes all the way back to 2014, so that Mueller himself and people he's associated with are implicated. You know, what we're talking about are two things. One is the failure of the FBI to investigate these explicit warnings that this man, this of these horrible, atrocious killings that took place of the 17 high school students in Florida, that this man had specifically posted things on the internet, and then there was a call on the tip line 5 weeks ago, five weeks before the event, with really specific information. You know, as a law professor, one of the things we do is we teach hypotheticals. And I often will proceed a hypothetical with the class. I'll say, look, I'm going to make this hypothetical exaggerated because this doesn't happen in the real world. And this is this seems like an exaggerated hypothetical. Somebody posts on the internet, I am going to be a professional school shooter. And the FBI says, well, we can't figure out who that is. When he posts under his own name.
In his own name, exactly.
On YouTube. On YouTube. You're going to tell me that the FBI cannot deal with the owner of YouTube, Google, and get that information? That is ludicrous. Then, of course, on January 5th, a call comes in on the tip line with very specific information about this same individual, that he has the propensity to kill, that he will engage in a school shooting, that he has the weapons to do so, that he's been having extremely disturbing posts on the internet. And now they have to come out and admit that they did not even follow basic law enforcement 101 police procedure. They didn't notify their own office, local office, in Miami. They failed to coordinate with local police. This is such a black eye. So I'm saying, okay, that's the first decoy. The other thing, of course, is the entire Russia collusion delusion has been crumbling in the public square. And so these Russian indictments are something which obviously they have the word Russians in there.
Right.
And so it's to give the media, to give the mainstream Trump-hating media a bone, give them the ability to come out and say, you see, there really was, quote, Russian meddling, which is exactly what they did. But lo and behold, we find out in the indictment that these Russians came in, as I said, back in 2014. And who was the president then? Oh, Obama.
Yes, right.
So it's his State Department issued the visas that let them in. And then ultimately they're trolling the social media. And the Obama State Department, Justice Department, intelligence services did nothing.
Yeah.
Zero.
But James White
addressed the issue.
Of course, I ask the obvious question, and maybe it's more rhetorical than anything else, is why is that not being brought up? Why isn't the Obama administration feeling any sense of responsibility for allowing this Trojan horse into our house?
Well, the only people that are bringing up are people like Bill Martinez.
Yeah,
and James Hurston.
Right.
And people on the social media. But it's very important to know, these indictments are meaningless. The Russians involved will never see the inside of a courtroom. They will never be brought to trial. They will never contest the charges. They will never be extradited. So that adds to this whole thing being a big stunt. And, you know, that's another thing. Okay, they don't talk about Obama, and they don't bring up the fact that this is meaningless. Another thing that makes it meaningless, you know, we hear these people in the mainstream media and even on Fox News saying, well, we now know there was real Russian meddling. You know what these Russians spent on their meddling on social media advertising? $100,000.
Well, see, I've heard different numbers, but and you know, and I was talking with Rob Reiner, I think I mentioned to you. I said, Rob, you know as well as I do what it takes to move the country when you're promoting a movie. We're talking millions. These guys did $100,000. How much damage they, even James Clapper, if you remember, said they didn't influence one vote. And again, that was reiterated. You know, James, a journalist, a Russian journalist who's been studying the quote-unquote the troll factory in the U.S. wrote a 4,500-word report titled How the Troll Factory Worked the U.S. Elections. I mean, he spelled it out, and a lot of what is being reported here, like as if it's new discovery, was what this journalist had reported. I mean, they've been studying this back since 2010, you know, and just looking how these guys have meddled, not only in the U.S., but others. So all this has really turned into amusement for Vladimir Putin and other Russians that just sit there and say, here we've got, you know, less than 100 trolls out there just having fun and creating all kinds of brain damage to the U.S. democratic system.
Yeah, but here we have the usual Democratic operatives and Clintonistas out in the media claiming that this is the reason Hillary Clinton lost, when in fact the indictments say, not only do they say there's no collusion whatsoever, but also the indictments say that there was zero effect on the outcome of the election. $100,000 worth of purchases. Hillary Clinton spent more than that on paperclips.
Exactly.
Hillary Clinton had a $1 billion campaign.
Mm-hmm.
She had the entire media at her beck and call. And there is no way this little 13 troll cadre affected the election in any way. As a matter of fact, George Soros has a bigger effect on the election than they do. And so this is absurd. So it's a stunt. The actual content of the indictments show that it was a drop in the bucket, a pebble of one grain of sand on the entire beach.
Is there any relevance here? I mean, Trump immediately went to Twitter saying he'd been exonerated, but I'm sure, I mean, when I listened to Rosenstein, there wasn't any specific statement to that end, but Trump, of course, took advantage of it and says he's, you know, there he is, I'm cleared. There is no collusion, you know, by the Trump administration, but I didn't hear that from Rosenstein.
Well, yeah, what you heard is that there was nothing in the allegations that showed that any American was wittingly involved, meaning, mm-hmm. So the key word was unwittingly, and yes, in that, on the face of the indictment, President Trump could take that. Yay, this indictment has nothing about collusion, there's no collusion. But Rush Limbaugh appeared, an unusual appearance on Fox News Sunday,
right.
And I agree with him.
Yeah, I do too.
What he was saying is, you know, be careful about jumping on this indictment because, number one, the probe's not over. But the other thing is, when the president does that, he validates this indictment, which I am explaining is a symbolic stunt. And more people in the media should describe it that way. It has zero legal meaning. It is a stunt by the special prosecutor. It is throwing ammunition to the left. And it's really quite pathetic. And also, because it's so utterly meaningless and minuscule, it has an effect on our standing in the world, mm-hmm. and our foreign policy, and the
Without
attempt to work together with Russia, which is a superpower.
Exactly. Well, James, the discussion will continue, no doubt. Appreciate the insight. It's brilliant, as always. Thank you so much. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you so much, Bill.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime.